Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. And since SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their freedom microchip, I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Okay, class. We want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better. Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. All right, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. I will be guiding you through the latest New World Order type Patriot news mixed with some other odds and ends over the next 2 hours and 47 minutes. But I am not alone here. We do have Joanne Moretti joining us tonight. And if you out there in radio land have anything you want to share, we could take your call. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here. Joanne. I've been waiting all week to say hi to you.
Thank you kindly for that rousing applause. Hi, Proof. Hello, Freedomizers.
Hey, I'm really liking having you on Wednesdays. I don't know if you know that or not, but I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me, too. There's so much going on, man. I'm glad I'm back on the air. You should see the stack in front of me, and I know we're going to talk about most of it, so I got all my show notes here ready. Wow.
Okay, well, I have extra show notes for Monday because I don't know if you heard or not, but like 5 minutes before my show, my internet goes down, and I have to borrow my neighbor's phone to call Cox, and they tell me the estimated time of coming up is between 10 p.m. and midnight. So I'm like,
oh,
well,
wow.
Thank you, I guess. So
wow.
I was in bed by like 6:20. I was so angry, I went to bed.
Yeah, I'd have been upset too. Yeah, I don't like technology was going to save us all. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember when they first
told
us?
I'm sitting here, I'm all ready to do my show, and then I'm out, and that just pissed me off. But go ahead.
Yeah, remember when we first got cable? We all bought it because it was commercial free. Now it's a giant advertisement, first of all, and they charge you double, triple, quadruple, and God forbid you have your telephone attached to your internet. My internet goes in and out all the time. My electric wires are underground now, but my cable wire is still hanging off the house. So if we get a strong breeze, I end up losing my service, and with my telephone, too.
Yeah, another thing, my our electric went out in the house for 2.5 hours.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
that
from like...
got real high.
I was on my lunch hour because I have a day job where I work at home, and...
Yeah.
5 minutes, my lunch is from 12:30 to 1:30, so at 1:25 the electric goes off, and I have to borrow one neighbor's phone to call my boss and tell them that I can't go anywhere or do anything, and I said if it came back up during my shift, I'll gladly come back to work. I don't want the day off. I mean, it's only two hours, but still, and then it comes up at 3:53. So my shift ends at 3:30. I said I could stay till 4 if I get in early enough. But at 3:53 p.m., by the time I log the computer back on and stuff, everybody's punching out. So there was no point. But that's technology for you. Speaking of which, Joanne, you're still with me, right? Did I lose you already, Joanne? All right, let me message you. All right, so I'll just call back in. That's fine. Joanne knows what to do if anybody can hear me. So I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm back. Let's see what happens. Joanne, are you there? All right, I'm going to play a clip because I can't hear you.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
All right, so with that, Joanne will get settled back in here in just a moment. So anyway, I wanted to discuss here, and Joanne will get me in a minute when she comes back. But as it turns out, Mike Pence knew all this on January 4th of what was going down on January 6th. So he was able to tell the deep state the plans, and then he now we know why he did what he did on January 6th. So if he had any inklings of a political career, I think it's over now, although I thought it was over a long time ago. And he is not qualified, by the way, for that alleged debate that's about to take place. So he's, let's see, Trump is not going to go, but they have him in there, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, and Tim Scott. There's one other person, but it definitely was not Pence. There was six altogether. I'm trying to remember because I did not keep the article here. So let's see. Pence, Ramaswamy, DeSantis, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley. Was it Burgum? It was some weird name. It might have been Burgum. And I don't know why he qualified, but he did. There's no reason for Trump to be there. What does Trump have to gain with that? They'll just have the Republican super PAC in there, that, or I should say the Rhino super PAC. So he would not, Trump has nothing to gain there. Because people that are voting for Trump are already going to vote for Trump. I really don't think, if you don't know who Trump is by now, then you're not going to know. Just like that Simply Red song, "If You Don't Know Me By Now." Just like Brandon, if you're saying you're thinking about voting for Brandon, do you not know who he is by now? I just have to be realistic here as far as, now, if you don't know who, say, Vivek Ramaswamy is, and you're considering that, that's one thing. But if you're undecided, if you're going to vote for Trump, I don't know what is your holdup. And I'm not saying you have to vote for the dude. I'm just saying that there are people that honestly have no clue if they're going to vote for Trump. There can't be people that are debating on Trump versus Brandon. I don't believe that. Anyway, Joanne is still getting situated here. I guess her internet went down. I thought it was me because I hung up and called back, but all right, that was her. Huh. Okay. All right, so I'm going to have to call out to her here. I know who that is, but, all right, let me get my call out though. remember the last four. Sorry, Joanne, I know how many times I've called you, but I don't remember the last four of the phone number offhand. That's it. All right. All right, just give me a second here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Darn it.
Sorry.
So we'll try this other number here. Okay. Joanne, is that you? Joanne, I can't hear you. All right, we're going to get situated here. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take a quick song break while we get Joanne set up here, and then we'll be good to go here in just a little bit. We'll be right back. right back. Joanne is back with us again.
So, hey, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, my internet went down just as I was talking trash about the service. So
that'll learn us.
Yeah, that's a little payback, I think. No, sorry, I could hear you, but then I got a busy signal, and when I tried to call, I got dead space. Then I tried to call you from two separate cell phones with two separate service, and it said that you were out of my service plan or something for that number. So I unplugged my modem, plugged it back in, and it seems to be okay now.
Okay.
So we'll try it. So back to what we were talking about. You were saying that you had all your show notes from Monday, and that's where I lost you.
I say lots of crazy things, so I was discussing Mike Pence there for a few minutes.
Yeah, I want to talk about Pence. Before we get to that, though, there's a couple of things we should bring up, because that's going to take us a couple of minutes. The USA credit rating was downgraded from AAA to AA+ now. You know, the last time that happened was when Obama was president, and before that it was like 1913 or something. So
I thought it was while Woodrow Wilson or Franklin Roosevelt was president.
Yeah, I think it was Roosevelt, and then Obama did it to us, and now it's down.
Yeah.
And you know, Fitch had the audacity to say, "Well, you know, we have the debt ceiling, and we have January 6th. So clearly, if you look at polarization with both parties, the Dems have gone further left and the Repubs have gone further right. So the middle is kind of falling apart," said the senior director at Fitch. So, you know, another thing, you know, they're just
popping out with... Well, yeah, Biden, Brandon was just blaming Trump for the low credit rating.
Well, that's not what Fitch said. It had nothing to do with Trump, I guess. According to Fitch. But, yeah, we know what it is. It's Bidenomics. But that's not a good sign. That's a harbinger. So we got to pay close attention to that. And then we got this senator. And he is shorting us. He just shorted Carpenter here. His name is Senator Thomas Carpenter. And he bought $60,000 of PSOs, which is an ultra-short QQQ index. So why is a congressman allowed to bet against his own country? That's a tech stock. So he's betting against the U.S., and he's on the Finance Committee. So it's bad enough you're insider trading, but you get to control this stuff. And then you spend money, and I'm sure he's going to make a good return from it, seeing that he's in charge of it. And one other thing I wanted to bring up was that biolab in California.
Oh, in Reedley,
that's it's connected to the biolab in Ukraine, too, that Hunter Biden, actually his father owns it, but Hunter's name is on it, too. I got the name of it here somewhere. But they had boxes with the shipping receipts for China. One of the companies that they said that it was in was Prestige. They're out of business. But they found vials of tuberculosis, meningitis, COVID-19, Hep C, Hep B, dengue fever, HIV, HPV, and RSV and rubella. But malaria, too. And all of this stuff was going on in a dirty, filthy, unkept, unsecure laboratory in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley. Now, remember when they first had the COVID? Remember there was a big outbreak up there? I wonder if Wuhan was the only place spreading that bioweapon. You know, you had to have a few places doing it. You had to release it on the subways in New York, because remember they had a big cluster there. And they had to release it in California, in the San Joaquin Valley. They had a huge cluster there. Remember, people were dropping dead all over the place up there. But how many more of these labs do we have? And they found it by accident. Some city inspector thought he was looking at an abandoned building, and he saw a garden hose go into a hole in the wall. And he felt it, and the water was running. So we went to further check. They found dead mice and rats and live ones. They were bioengineered. So they had to euthanize all the living ones. Some of them were dead. I don't know what they did with the vials of pathogens that they had found. But how many more of those do we have? You know, we got to pay attention to that stuff, too. If something out there looks wrong, it is wrong. So pay attention, people. And if you're getting clusters of illnesses, I mean, they got one guy who came across the border the other day, had leprosy. They couldn't figure out what the rash was on him. And they finally checked it out, and it ended up being leprosy. That's like a medieval
right
disease. That's the last thing we need here. And they're working on malaria. You know, malaria.
Joanne, I need a couple. It's my turn to leave for a couple minutes. I'll be right back.
All right. Anyhow, they're working on malaria. All right. Isn't that what Bill Gates was working on, too? Didn't he just release 20,000 mosquitoes into Florida? We got 3 cases of malaria here in Sarasota. So I'm wondering if, you know, we got a bio lab here. I don't know if the mosquitoes with the malaria did it, but just coincidentally, Bill Gates has a vaccine for it. And I see that the WHO is trying to bring back mask mandate.
I made it back. Did I lose Joanne again? All right, hang on. I'll figure it out here in a minute.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Joanne, are you out again? All right, I'm going to tread lightly here. I'm going to go hit a phone call while we're waiting on Joanne to call back. 318 area code, go ahead.
Hey, it's JoJo. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I thought it was you. I haven't talked to you in a long time. It's Joanne's turn to have internet issues.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm the former co-host of Meridian Underground, and I was trying to listen to your show, and I thought I'd just cue in, try to help you out a little bit till you get Joanne back on.
Okay. Now, I'm sure Joanne would love to talk to you here.
So I haven't really been keeping up with the news quite like I used to, but, you know, I kind of skim the headlines and stuff. But there's just so much going on, you just cannot possibly keep up. But, just throw me a topic and I'll see what I can do to help you.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, if you don't have anything in particular, then I'll just do what I'm doing, I guess. But Joanne will be back on here in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I know we were talking about the bio lab, and you know I'm a retired nurse, so I've been keeping up with all that. And me and Joanne both have a friend that's a virologist that has very educated us from the get-go, from the plandemic, and so I've learned a lot from her. And, you know, I don't know what's next. I know they're trying everything.
I did not buy into COVIDs for 1 second. Obviously, I never got a gene therapy. I never once put a scam on my face. I did not partake one bit. And I don't regret it one iota.
The thing that's puzzled me through the whole thing is talking to my nurse friends. And, you know, not the general public doesn't have the the basic education of physiology. And, you know, so I'm asking all my nurse friends that work in ICU and ER and all, and I'm like, well, damn, don't y'all remember what mRNA stands for? Haven't y'all, like, gone back and looked at physiology? And haven't you, like, read anything? Haven't you looked into it? Don't you know what natural immunization is? Do you not know? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And they're just like, well, you know, the doctor tells us this, the doctor tells us that. And I'm like, man, y'all got to do your own research.
Yeah, but these are the same people that believe that Biden legalized men getting pregnant and there's millions of genders now.
Well, no, not necessarily. I'm just talking about nurses in particular that are working, that worked with COVID. They were in the trenches.
Right.
So
no, I understand. I'm just saying that this is the type of people that we deal with now.
Well, you know,
it's like reality is not a thing anymore.
No, I know everything. It's like you get it shoved down your throat enough, you start believing it. You know, it's like something happens over and over and over and over again, then you start thinking it's normal. And it's not normal. I mean, we have to stop the madness and stop and think. No, it's not normal, you know. It's just not normal. I mean, I know, you know, we're an older crowd. You know, we're over 50 and, you know, we were brought up different. I get all that. I know every generation is different. But, dadgum, you got to use your brain a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how a man can get pregnant now. And I'm trying to understand how now there's – I saw today on an MS NBC show that they're saying it's time to bring back the scam wearing again because COVID is skyrocketing.
Well, there's some kind of emergency executive order that I've been kind of skimming the headlines about, a climate emergency, and Biden's supposed to sign some kind of crap about some kind of climate emergency and bring in all these new world order BS. And I haven't
they're talking about banning toilet flushing, and Joanna's here. Did you see that, Joanne? They added indoor toilets to the list of items to get banned by 2028.
Why indoor toilets?
They say countries such as Switzerland and a few other European countries have already started to ban them. It uses too much water.
Oh, my goodness. You know, they have those. Hey, JoJo. Thank you for calling in. My phone keeps going out. I don't even know where I lost you. I was talking, and then I got a dial tone. But
I don't know either. But anyway, I think we probably moved on. Where we're talking about, So JoJo was talking about, and I were talking about how the left believes in totally different agendas now.
Yeah, well, this is crazy. They want to get rid of all your kitchen appliances, your stove, your dishwasher, your water heater, and now they want to get rid of your toilet too. It uses too much water. Well, what are you supposed to do?
Die?
It's going to get really, really putrid if people don't have toilet facilities.
Yeah, well, I guess people would rather vote Democrat than have a toilet.
Yeah. JoJo, you still here?
Yeah, I'm just trying to kind of back on out and let y'all talk. I'll jump in when I need to.
No, JoJo, I haven't talked to you in years. I was hoping you'd stay for a little bit.
Oh, no, I'll be here for a little bit.
Oh, good.
Okay.
This is like old times, isn't it? It's old times.
Go ahead. Go ahead, JoJo.
Yeah, Joanne, while you and JoJo are talking for a second, I'll get you a link on the toilets.
All right. Yeah.
I was telling Prue that, of course, everything going on in my life, I haven't kept up with the news. I'm just grazing the headlines. And, you know, I'm not up to date on everything. But, you know, we just go back to when we first met, the BP oil spill, the research. You and Denise taught me how to research. And and all the things we've done over the last 14 years. And, you know, things we thought was going to happen 14 years ago is now happening. And we tried to warn people for 14 years. And some people listen to us, and some people have forgotten what we told them 14 years ago. But we've been dead on forever. You know, about our needs.
We have, and each piece led to the next piece.
Right.
In case our listeners don't know, JoJo was my first co-host. We've been at this for 14 years now, and we were on Liberty Underground, Moretti Underground, and we've been with Proof for the entire time, you know, 14 years. So, you know, we're still at it. But now, yes, this is all coming to fruition. Everybody we researched, we started with, you know, Obama being a plant and the Soros information and the Kerrys.
And Valerie Jarrett. We did a big
Valerie Jarrett. You know, that's what makes me wonder, you know, Obama's the real big guy in all of this. You'd think that out of the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all of them, all of these agencies, nobody told Valerie Jarrett what the vice president and the secretary of state were doing.
No,
nobody told them about Hillary's dossier. Nobody told them about Biden's bribing and shaking down people. I think Obama's really the real big guy. There's a couple reasons I say that. Is because Joe Biden and Hunter Biden shared a bank account. So why would you have to – remember they said they set aside 10% for the big guy. Well, why would you have to set aside 10% for a guy whose name is on the bank account? He could take it all if he wanted it. And then, in that video that they keep showing everybody with Biden bragging about getting that Ukrainian prosecutor fired, he said that he was going to withhold that $1 billion in foreign aid if the prosecutor wasn't fired. And the guy he was talking to said, well, you can't do that. You're not the president. And he said, go ahead, call him. When he said, go ahead, call him, that tells you Obama knew. If Biden wasn't afraid for that guy to call Obama and check on this, then Obama knew. And nothing gets past Valerie Jarrett. Even if Obama didn't know, Valerie Jarrett sure as hell did.
You know, I saw something buzz through my feed today. And like you know, I have right now in my life, I don't have time to read everything, but it was like, okay, they're trying to make, or Joe's trying to make it sound like, and 10 years ago he was demented and didn't know what he was talking about and who he was talking to. Let's go back to 2014 or whatever, name a year. He wasn't, he didn't have dementia then. He was not demented then. He was in his full scope of whatever brain he's got. He was not like he is today. Now they're going to try to go back. Well, he wasn't in his right mind. He didn't know what he was saying. He doesn't remember being in these conversations. He doesn't remember this. He doesn't remember that. That's no excuse, because when all this went down, he was fully, for whatever reason, much better off than he is today.
Yeah, he was. He was more in control of his faculties back then. And he knew. He knew. And he knew he was on speakerphone. And he made his presence known, and that's all he had to do. He didn't have to deliver any threats. They sold influence. So when Hunter was on the phone with whoever he was on the phone with, and he said, yeah, my father's right here. Say hi, Dad. And Joe says, oh, hello to everybody. So that tells you, okay, you're sitting with the vice president. So, okay, you do have the influence. The guy's sitting right there beside you. So that's all he had to do. You know, influence carries a lot of weight.
Let's go back and remember when Obama picked his vice president. Did he pick Joe Biden because of his quote unquote foreign policy expertise? Do you remember that? I remember that.
I do. Yes. Yes, because he had foreign policy.
When I heard him say that in whatever year that was, 2014, I think, I was like, what? Joe Biden, foreign policy? Are you kidding me? Well, now we know. Now we know.
Yeah, well, him and Michelle made a bunch of money off of books, but not enough to buy a oceanfront property in Martha's Vineyard and oceanfront property in Hawaii and the property, of course, paid off again in Chicago. Yeah, you didn't make that kind of money. They're living really large.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I watched that interview with Devin Archer with Tucker Carlson today.
Mm-hmm.
Something ain't sitting right with me. He was still skirting around who the big guy was. And he was just, you know, too cute by half, too confident, too rehearsed sounding. You know, he thinks he's Mr. Cool Breeze. And, you know, he come off like a punk. So I don't know. There's something not sitting right with me with that guy. He's shady.
You know, we have a sixth sense. So if something ain't sitting right, something ain't right. We have that ability to pick through stuff.
Yeah, well, I listened to him, and I paid attention, and Tucker was sincere, but there was something very insincere about that Archer. I think they're putting him up to be the face, and they're rehearsing his lines, because, you know, he's making the scenes. He was supposed to be in jail, and he was in trouble for robbing the Native Americans. He robbed them for $6 million, too.
Ooh, Ryan.
And he only
had
to pay back $4 million, so he still made $2 million on the top of them. But he was supposed to do time in jail, and remember, they were afraid of what he was going to say in the closed-door testimony with Congress, and now he's making the rounds. Yeah, if he was saying anything that was going to be harmful, you know, all right, it's already out there that he's Hunter's partner, and yeah, okay, maybe Joe did sit in on some phone calls, but, you know, he's a noodlehead now, so they're going to excuse him for that. I told you that they were going to do that, that they were going to go for a free ride on him, his dementia now. Because, so what if you indict him? Well, what are you going to put a demented guy in jail? They're not. He's never going to jail.
Nobody's ever.
Neither is Trump.
People,
I'm so excited about Trump right now.
Just
you know, I was furious.
So.
I didn't hear you.
I said, you know, I get so sick of this is going to happen and that's going to happen and nothing. I'm like, just call me when somebody's in handcuffs. Otherwise, you know, I'm not interested.
Yeah, well,
you
when
know.
They're indicting him on these bogus charges, do you know what that guy Jack just handed him? He handed him the keys to the kingdom. All of the and Sidney Powell and Giuliani are the lawyers that they took the phones from, that they violated his lawyer-client privilege.
Yeah,
well, it was Sidney Powell, who I absolutely adore, and Rudy Giuliani, who got indicted with Trump. They finally come out with the names. Now, she had tried a few times to bring, like, the Georgia voter fraud thing to court, and they kept telling her she didn't have standing. Well, she got it now. If you're the defendant, you got standing. So now it's their turn. Remember she said release
the
Kraken?
Yeah. In the rule of law and under the Constitution, that everything you say is true. How many years ago, maybe four, maybe five, six, I don't know, you and I had this conversation about we no longer have a Constitution. And
that's
what I've been trying to say. We don't have it no more. It's gone. And every day, everything we read in the news just proves that we don't have a constitution no more. They just do whatever the heck they want to do.
We told people, Joe, we
over
told
and over
people
and over.
That constitution is only as strong as the people willing to support it.
Right.
Otherwise, it's totally useless. But I'll tell you.
Yep.
There's a lot of people on this now. This is blowing up. But, you know, it's going to take a long time. We're not going to see any kind of instant justice. Because if anyone out there thinks for a minute that these high-power lawyers and all these justices are going to let that rest with some lowly district judge, no. That district judge is going to find them guilty, and then there's going to be an appeal, and the appeals court's going to find them not guilty, and then the DOJ is going to appeal it, and it's going to make its way to the Supreme Court, and it's going to cost millions and millions and millions of dollars. There's a lot of money out there right now.
Yeah, but that's the goal, Joanne and JoJo, because if they can get Trump to be fixated on that instead of touring the country and getting thousands of people together, that's the goal.
Yeah, but he doesn't
have
to.
let me just say this. I was a judge for 6 years. That's why I had to get off of our radio show. And I'm not going to tell you what state I'm from, but it was a very big eye-opening for me, some of the crap I went through, all the way to the Supreme Court of my state. And I saw, I don't even know what to say. I saw how it really works, I guess. That's the way I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you got a first-hand lesson.
And I did not run for re-election because I saw a lot of stuff that I'm not naive by any means, but I really thought all judges were in the Supreme Court and all those kind of people were honest, upstanding, blah, 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 honor the Constitution kind of people. That's not so. I've learned that the hard way.
Oh, yeah, nepotism is ripe in that.
But, I'm shocked,
Jojo.
It was shocking. I tried to do a very good job. I was very honest. I researched every case. I did everything utmost. Didn't matter to me. I was totally unbiased. I did everything correctly. And then I found out some other stuff. So let me just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. Proof. Trump's not going to have to campaign. He's going to be in every person's living room all day, every day. That's all they're going to talk about is Trump, 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 Trump.
Yeah.
And as his side of the story comes out, because so far it's been one-sided, that January 6th committee and all these indictments and all of these stupid lawsuits, this guerrilla lawfare that they're pulling on him.
But let me ask
it's all
you,
been
Joanne.
One-sided.
Joanne, so what if this continues, though? What if the judge, especially in D.C. and New York City and New Jersey, I could see happening. What if the judge dictates what Trump can and can't do? Like if they tell Trump you're not allowed to have any witnesses, you're only allowed to say you're guilty, and all this other odds and ends, just like they did to
That's
Alex Jones.
Very, very
possible. They'll try it.
No,
but that will be
possible.
Oh, it's very possible. And then they're going to have to litigate that. And then that's going to get off into a different courtroom. And then they're going to make a decision on that. And then they're going to have to go through every piece of evidence and make a decision on that. This is going to be a very
slow
process.
And then you know what they're going to throw out. They'll start throwing out his evidence. When he tries to present X, Y, and Z, they're going to figure out a way to throw it out. That's my guess.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Well, they all got subpoena power as being the defendants, so they do have a right to
discovery.
It doesn't
matter, Joanne. It doesn't matter if the judge throws it out.
Oh, yeah, every item. Every item they're going to fight over. Can you admit this into evidence? And then somebody's going to say no, someone's going to say yeah, and then they're going to have to litigate that. This is going to be a slow, slow process. But the process.
He spent $40 million on attorneys so far. Probably going to be up to $200 million. Playing the scenario that you just put out.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that at all. There's money out there. These lawyers are smelling blood in the water. And everybody's going to want a piece of it. So it's going to start with this little D.C. Circuit judge here who worked for the same.
Well, that's like the easiest slam dunk for them. They're ready to go now. They'll throw a guilty plea without even going to court.
Yeah. Yeah, just to move it up the line. They're going to get it out of her hands. But she was in the law firm that Hunter Biden was in while he was on the board of directors of Burisma.
And how is that not a conflict of interest?
It is a conflict of interest. So they're going to have to litigate that.
Was she with Herc and Coy and whatever?
No, it.
You know,
I have. No, Perkins Coie. They're the worst.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know the name, but I knew you'd know what I was talking about.
Yeah, I have the name of the law firm here. I have all my notes here. The law firm that employed Hunter Biden. Let's see here. She had a long and lucrative legal career with. She worked at Boies, B-O-I-E-S. Schiller and Flexner, LLP. and she specialized in white-collar litigation and antitrust defense. Her time there overlapped with Hunter Biden's employment at the firm, where he cultivated a network of attorneys to assist Burisma in expanding its influence in Washington. So she's part of that deal. Plus, she's an Obama donor. And she ruled against Trump in 21 when he sought to prevent the National Archives from giving documents to the House January 6th committee. And she's also been throwing the January 6th protesters in jail. So
well,
she's making a name
for
herself. Oh, yeah, that's why they got her. But it's not going to rest with her. She's already done her job. But every television station, whether they like Trump or they hate Trump, is going to be showing Trump from this point forward. None of the other candidates, even Joe Biden, is going to get any oxygen. So this is going to go on for a long time, but it is going to end up at the Supreme Court. And it should end up at the Supreme Court because we can't let this stand. And I'm hoping that, you know, these people, Giuliani, Powell, Trump, this other guy, his name is Cheesebro, and there's another one, John something or other. I got his name, too. But they've been holding their cards very close to their vest. So, you know, they haven't had a chance to present their evidence yet. His name is Jeffrey Clark, John Eastman, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Ken Cheeseborough. That's the names of everybody who was indicted with Trump. Now, they're all good lawyers, especially that Sidney Powell. When I went to see her, she said that Andrew Weissman was the worst derelict in D.C. So now she's going to have her chance to go up against him again because he's on the task force with this guy, Jackass. That's not his name. Jack Smith. I'm sorry, Jack Smith. He's
blurted. It just fell right out of your mouth. It just blurted. It was in
that fell out of my mouth before my eye tooth could see what was going on.
But he's
wild-eyed, too. Yesterday when he was giving his interview, his eyes were bright red. I don't know if he was drunk, high, or crying, but his eyes were all puffy and red.
Maybe he had a flip.
He gives me the creeps. And he wears, like, Star Trek uniforms. It's not even a suit and tie. It's I don't know, some sort of like a tunic.
Like a Klaus Schwab fashion show or something.
Yeah. But it's like a tunic, like one of those Sikhs would wear.
Yeah. Like back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, back in the Beatles day where you wore those tunics and you didn't, okay, I got you.
Yeah, he gives me the creeps. But he's already done his job, too. He's a hitman. He's a fixer. So his job was to go in and just make up charges on Trump, whatever you could come up with, you know, no matter how outrageous they are, just to tie Trump up. But they made a mistake. They screwed up. By indicting him, they gave him standing. And that's all he needed. And now it's his turn.
Oh, but Joanne, back up. I know what you're saying. But the judge is going to decide whether something is allowed and not allowed. So, yes, he's got standing. Yes, he should be able to bring all his evidence to the court. That doesn't mean the judge is going to allow it. You see, that's what I'm trying to say.
They already busted Clark. They already busted Clark for withholding evidence. He said that he had turned over all the CC tapes from Mar-a-Lago. Remember they were saying that guy was trying to erase the tapes? No, he wasn't. They handed those tapes over to the Department of Justice, and they were supposed to get them back, but they never got them back.
But watch and see. I'm trying to tell you.
I believe you.
Say,
every single item they bring is going to be contested.
I won't allow that. I will not allow this. I won't allow that. Yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. And
those are all grounds for appeal.
Well, whatever, but, you know, and they don't even want to start court.
You know, I'm with you, Joanne, and I think that this D.C. one is going to be, like, as quick as possible, just make him guilty. Don't hear anything. It'll get appealed. Just, you did your job. He's guilty. Move on.
Yeah. Yeah, and JoJo's right, too. That's how they're going to do it. They're not going to allow this evidence. They're not going to allow that evidence. They're just going to find him guilty and push it further up the ladder. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And the further up the ladder it goes, the more expensive the lawyers get.
Well.
And not everybody is qualified to argue in front of the Supreme Court either. That takes a special kind of lawyer, which is even more money.
Well, let's back up 2 seconds and let me say something that's been on my mind for at least 6 months. I looked at the numbers. I did a little calculating because Joanne and I were at the 2012 convention in Tampa, and we saw what happened. We interviewed Texas coming out of the convention. They were red hot mad. They changed the rules on the floor. My theory, and I've been wrong before, and I might be wrong this time too, the Republican Party is not part of the Constitution, so to speak. They can nominate whoever the hell they want to. So no guarantee. Trump could get 98% of the primary votes. They don't have to nominate him.
You're right.
I've been thinking all along that Trump should back out, run as an independent. He only has to get 34% of the votes. Pirro, out of here, my hometown, around Texarkana, got 19%, and he didn't even campaign because he backed out because he said he was threatened by Bush, Daddy Bush. And so he backed out, but left his name on the ballot, but backed out of the race and still got 19%. And, you know, everybody argues, well, that's how Clinton won because Pirro was in, you know, his third party and that messed everything up, whine, cry. He got 19%, didn't campaign, and backed out. If you don't, I promise you, I swear to God, I think Trump could easily get 34% as an independent.
I do, too. You know, I don't think that people understand Trump supporters.
Not even messing with the Republican or Democrat Party, because from the get-go, I have always felt like Trump was more of an independent rather than a Republican or Democrat. But to me, what an independent stands for, an independent, which I am, stands for somebody that can think for themselves, that honors the Constitution and loves our country. I'm not beholden to any party. And I
if he did that, he'd have to race like crazy to get on the ballots. I'm sure he could do it.
No. You don't have to race like crazy. You pay each state $1,500 and get put on the ballot or whatever the price is. And, I mean, we're a year and 2 or 3 months out. Yeah, it'd be easy.
Yeah, but don't you have to have, like, 20,000 signatures or something to get you on a ballot?
That's what I thought.
I really don't know. We'd have to look that up. I don't know.
That'd take a lot of ground crew. They'd have to start yesterday.
No.
Oh, they don't understand Trump supporters. Trump supporters will come out for him no matter what party he's running.
I mean, 14 months or whatever it is. I'm sitting here in the dark. I can't do the math. But whatever. I mean, that ain't nothing. That ain't no stepping stone for Trump. If it's 20,000 signatures per state or whatever the lingo or the rules are, because they're going to change the rules as we go.
Yeah, he could get them at one rally.
Dude, he could get them just going to the dadgum supermarket.
Oh, yeah. All he's got to do is hold a rally and a voter registration, and he'll get his signatures. That's no problem.
I mean, I don't know.
And you're right about the parties, too. We found that out when Florida moved up their primary, remember? And both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, stripped us of our votes. So this guy took them to court. And the court decided that the parties are private entities. Some parties have primaries, and they are non-binding. Some parties don't even have primaries. They just nominate somebody.
Some states have caucuses, which is totally crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but and some parties, like the Green Party, they just nominate somebody and put them on the ballot, you know, so they don't even have a primary. Those parties are private entities. So it's the general election where your vote counts. They are not supposed to be able to screw with your votes. And that's another thing, too, JoJo, is this guy, Jack Smith, messed up again because he charged Trump for denying the election, which he called election interference and something else, conspiracy to interfere with an election, something like that, because he denied, he contested it, and he said that it wasn't legit, and he wanted to contest it. Well, in charging him with that, this guy Smith has to prove that the election wasn't rigged. How's he going to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, Trump said it was. You got to prove it wasn't. Well, Trump's right.
And there's only, you know, all you got to do is go to four states that have proven it over and over. Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and it's been proven.
Yeah, there was five. There was actually more than that. Let me see if I can remember. The ones that were shut off at 9 Pacific, which was midnight Eastern, was Nevada, Arizona. Alaska always does theirs differently. I don't count them. North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and I'm missing one here. North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan,
Illinois,
Arizona,
Ohio,
Nevada. No.
Was it
maybe it was just them? I thought there was either five or seven. I remember it being an odd number.
Yeah, well,
plus
all
Wisconsin.
Of those...
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
But Michigan today found 35,000 ballots that were no good, that were counted, just today. And they have election workers who were saying that they were counting ballots that were on different paper.
Hmm.
And that's not even included in that 35,000 that they said were absolutely fraudulent votes.
But in the meantime, you have the Democrat attorney general that just arrested her political opponent.
I saw that. Yeah, that they're just, you know, arresting their opponents
Colorado?
Now.
What was that, Colorado? What state was that?
Michigan.
I'm curious. Michigan.
Hold
okay.
on a second. I got it right here.
Yeah, it was on the Gateway Pundit.
Yeah, I posted it on my page. I'll look it up. Yeah, I'm just scrolling through. But now this guy has to prove that the election wasn't fraudulent, and he can't prove that.
Under the Constitution and the law, which we don't have anymore. I'm trying to throw that out.
But I was watching something earlier, and I forget what show I even watched it on. But there's a thing called the Tennessee Rule or the Tennessee Error or something like that, where they were able to prove that almost half the votes – on a Dominion machine were flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually a thing.
And that's what Sidney Powell was trying to prove. And they wouldn't give her standing in court.
You know what all this, the last 3 or 4 years, made me stop and think? And it's kind of far out there. All these people that have remained in office forever, Pelosi, Feinstein, McConnell, you could name 25 of them. My own governor. We don't even really know anymore who's duly elected and who's not, because this has been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how some of them are staying in office 50 years, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. But it's all coming. Look how much has been exposed, though. There has been so much exposure right now. The Hunter Biden thing. When Trump was on stage with Biden in their debate, and Biden said, oh, that laptop is Russian disinformation, and Trump just rolled his eyes and said, is that what you're going to say? That's really where you're going with this. He said, can you believe this? And then he just stopped for a second. He was just shocked that Biden would say, oh, that's Russian disinformation. Right there was denying people their rights. You know, that's what they're saying Trump did, was deny people rights. Well, if Trump is proven right and this guy cannot prove that the election was clean, didn't he deny Trump rights? Shouldn't he be indicted and go to jail?
In a real world, yeah, but we don't live in that no more.
No. No, we don't. And all these people selling out their own country, do they know what they're doing?
No. Anybody under 50 didn't have the same freedoms that you and I had, because they can't do something they don't remember. I mean, we're
true.
The last generation that's going to remember freedom. You know, baby boomers.
They only know what we taught them to know.
Or what we've told them about, but I don't think they understand it, because they've gotten naturalized. Well, that's not the right word. They've gotten desensitized. They're so used to what they're used to that they don't even have a clue what they're missing. They don't realize they're not free anymore. They don't realize that we're Venezuela, we're all these other countries. I mean, and right now, 85% of the population is just trying to figure out how to buy groceries. You know, they're like, I mean, I don't even care about the election. I'm just trying to figure out how to buy groceries and pay my electric bills, you know. And so when you're in that tight of a shape economically, you know, you got other things going on in your life and your family and this, that, and the other. Just like me, I don't have time to read the news anymore, and it's just kind of like they're desensitized. They don't know. You don't know what freedoms you're missing because you haven't had them, so you just don't realize it, I guess. You know what I'm trying to say. Maybe I'm not.
I know, and it's so sad. And it is our fault, because
yeah.
They do only know what we allowed them to know. And we're not teaching them anything in school anymore. You know,
mm-hmm.
They don't want them to know their history, and they certainly don't want them to know correct history.
And, you know, do you get to do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning like we used to do? I have no idea.
No, they do here in Florida. But I think they might have even brought that in Massachusetts. So, I mean, these kids don't know anything about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our founding fathers. You know, but if you ask them about George Washington, all they know is that he was a slave owner. They
yeah.
don't know all the other things. They don't know what existed in that time. They don't know that slavery was a way of life.
Though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they can
nobody
tell you
knows
what's
about
going
the
on.
Boston, nobody knows about the Boston Tea Party. You know, they don't know why that happened, or if they even know about it, much less why it happened.
Right, they probably thought everybody sat around the Rose Garden with China cups and biscuits. No, it wasn't that kind of tea party.
Nope.
And they know Orange Man bad. They don't know why. Look at these bogus charges, and everybody's celebrating. We got him this time. We got him this time. What is so important about getting this guy? What
they
did
don't
he do?
Like him.
Yeah, but they don't
they
even
don't
know why
know.
They don't like him.
All they know is what CNN tells them. They ain't got a clue how to pick up their stupid phone that's stuck to their butt and head 24 hours a day and Google research. They don't know how to research. They don't.
They
know
don't.
How to, they don't know how to take the facts and go through it and figure out. They're not free thinkers. They're not critical thinkers. They're not. They don't think, period.
Yeah. Well, they have a device in the hand that could help them access all the information known to mankind. And they are watching TikTok on it.
Right. All they want to do is make a TikTok video about doing something silly.
Yeah. And they don't know any better. But I'll tell you, it's about to get really, 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 really interesting. I don't know. My money's on Trump, though. You know, he's got to be the strongest man in the world. Look at this guy has been through. I mean, he's been under a microscope since he descended the escalator and announced he was running for president. Everybody loved him before then.
He's going to have to get 120 million votes to win. Remember, we used to talk about that. I said, like, okay, he's going to have to win by 20% to win, and they're going to say he won by 2%. Remember, we used to have these talks. You got to go up so many percentage points to override the cheating. It's just with Hillary, they thought they had it sewed up because she was the given candidate. She was already told, it's yours, you win, blah, 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 blah. And remember, because we used to talk about, hell, she's not even campaigning. And then, you know, they snuck in, and Trump snuck in and won, and it shocked them so bad because they didn't think they needed to cheat that much. So when Biden came along, they went full force cheating because, you know, the presidents are selected. They're not voted in.
Yeah, well, out of all the registered voters, they say 71 million went to Trump. That only left 59 million left for Biden. Where do you get 81 million?
Right.
Where do you get the other 30 million? That's a lot of votes. That's a lot of rigging.
Yeah.
But now, with the voting being under the microscope itself, you know, if this guy, Jack, is going to try to prove that the election wasn't rigged, and Trump's going to try to prove that it was, then everybody's going to be under a microscope. You think they're going to try it again? I know they're going to try it. But you think they'll get busted? You think they'll get busted? We busted somebody here ourselves. Proof.
It doesn't matter if they get busted. We busted them last time. Nothing's happened. Denise just put out an article 2 or 3 days ago about the cyber stuff in Chinese and how they've infiltrated all these all of our infrastructure and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they put malware in all the chips.
Yeah. I mean, but Denise put out a really good article about, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago. I reposted it. I read it. There's so much going on behind the scenes that it just wouldn't take but a flip of the switch and take us down. And when we talk about
Well, another thing we can do, too, is when you go to vote, bring your cell phone and turn it on and try to pick up Wi-Fi or a hotspot. If you can pick up Wi-Fi and a hotspot, you shouldn't be able to because those machines are not supposed to be connected to the Internet. So there should be no active hotspot or Internet in the area.
Where I vote is such a small town that all these things don't work for me. They work for the majority of the people, but for me, we have 125 registered voters, so, you know, they ain't really looking at my little town. But, I get your gist, especially if you're in a big city, you need to do X, Y, and Z. But remember all these poll watchers went in last time and they got thrown out and harassed and all kinds of crazy crap happened.
Yeah.
So.
Well, remember we busted that Brenda Sipes over there in Broward County.
Yeah.
We were who busted her. This guy that is a friend of ours on Facebook, he was drinking with his buddy over at the VFW post over at Pompano. And the guy he was drinking with, daughter came in, and she was mad. She said that she was a poll watcher, and they had taken one of the tabulators out, said it was broken. And then she walked by a back room with a window in the door, and she saw them stuffing ballots into that tabulator. The tabulator wasn't broken. They just pulled it in the back and were just feeding bogus ballots to it. Well, she tried to call the cops. The cops weren't interested. So she told her father. Her father, Bob Ames, called me and said this was going on. I happened to be a poll watcher, too, and I had a supervisor. I told my supervisor. He got in touch with Tallahassee. They sent the feds down there, and they grabbed her. They caught her red-handed. But if it wasn't for just some guy we know on Facebook was sitting at a VFW post and the other guy's daughter come in, we never would have caught that. And Hillary would have won Florida. And that guy Gillum would have won. That's how close it was here in Florida. Ron DeSantis wouldn't even be governor.
You know, the Dole Bush BS with the hanging chads. I've watched some documentaries, and I've really kind of, years ago, really watched different things. And I swear to God, I think Dole probably really won. It was only 200-something votes.
Yeah.
I think Dole, I mean, that's another election that is very possibly manipulated. So, you know, who knows? maybe Dole really did win. Or not Dole, Gore.
Yeah, Al Gore. But, you know, I'm not a fan of the Bushes by any stretch of the imagination. But Jeb Bush did a good job in Florida. And I suppose he had to. You know, if he was going to go on to bigger and better things, he had to at least do the lower one right. You know, it's like DeSantis. He's doing Florida right, but I don't know. You know, he's another one that's taking big money. And, you know, I had high hopes for him. But he should have just stayed in his lane. But
well,
instead he hooked up with the Bush.
He took that George Soros and or Koch brothers money.
Yep,
and,
the
Koch
brothers. He took Bush money. He's taking BlackRock money. He's taking, you know, he wasn't taking the small donors. Trump made more money with small donors than DeSantis made with all that big bucks throwing money at him. You know, and DeSantis has done a good job in Florida. And I'm solid Trump. We owe that guy. This guy has been tortured. Man.
The only other person on that stage right now that looks even somewhat worthwhile to vote for on the Republican side is Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah, he's making a name for himself.
It's not his time, but everybody seems to like him.
Yeah, everybody does. He wants to get back into that Trans-Pacific Partnership, though. We got to talk him off that. But yeah, he's not going to be president, but you know, I'm sure that there's a high position for him somewhere. He's doing all right. Go ahead, John.
I wish Trump would pick. If you really want to be total American, bring it all together, yada yada yada. I wish Trump would pick Tulsi Gabbard for vice president. She's a Democrat. But she's a true American. She's a true American hero.
And she's a thinking person. I actually like her. I don't agree
with
everything she thinks about, but she's...
I don't agree.
I agree with 80% of her.
I'm about 80% too.
Yeah, but I think Carrie Lake is a little higher up on the food chain, though.
Oh, Carrie Lake would be superb. But
I'd be happy with Carrie Lake or...
I would be ecstatic with her, but I don't know if...
Or Christy Nome. I like
Christy Nome. Christy Nome is amazing. She's a great governor in South Dakota.
I'm just saying, if you wanted to bring both parties together, not both parties, I hate to use that word. If you wanted to bring both mindsets or whatever, I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you want unity, Tulsi Gabbard would be a good pick.
Because she's a Democrat. Well, no, she's not anymore. I forgot. She disowned the Democrat Party.
But she's not a Republican. She's just out there right now.
She's just an independent like me. She's like me. Smart. I can think for myself. I don't need to belong to a party. I'm an American. I believe in America.
Right.
I believe in the Constitution. I don't need a party. You know, I don't need a D or an R behind my name.
I like the way she talks. I could listen to her speak for a long time. And she's very, very bright, and she is a thinker. I don't agree with her on gun control or the climate change stuff, but she's at least open-minded enough to realize that both are necessary, that the guns are necessary.
And if you remember, too, during the 2020 debates on the Democrat side, she said yes to universal basic income.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that either.
I just thought that it was that Yang guy that did that. I don't remember that. I mean, I'm not disputing you. I just, you know, don't remember it. I remember watching the debate.
When Andrew Yang dropped out, Tulsi said she's going to pick that up because she highly believes in it.
That ain't good.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. Okay, so it's 75% I agree with.
We're talking 75-80%. And, you know, I don't agree with everything Trump does either, but, you know, I agree with probably 92%, but...
Well, Trump wrote The Art of the Deal, and he said something that stuck with me. He said, when you're making a deal with somebody, if you get 80% of what you wanted, because there's so much that both parties can agree on 80%, but each party has 20% of their own thing that the other party's just not going to agree to. So you just put that aside. Work on that later. Forget about it, whatever you got to do with it. But if both parties get 80% of what they wanted, that's a good deal. Take the deal.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to leave everything on the table and walk away either.
Yeah. Well,
you know, but 80% is a good deal. So I keep that in mind when I'm making decisions.
Speaking of Democrats, I 4 or 5 months ago bought the Robert Kennedy book about Fauci. I can't remember the title right now. But I got to, I'm only to chapter 5 because it, you know, I'm a nurse and it scared the shit out of me, okay? So I had to put it down after about chapter 5. When they got to rotavirus, I just had to shut the lid on the damn book. But anybody out there, and I mean, you know, I know a lot of people don't like him and whatever, and I'm not sure I like him. But all I can say is if you have any doubt about the man, go read the book he wrote. And there is book note after reference after reference after reference. So, because I was reading it, and I had somebody tell me, you can't believe everything you read. I said, and I opened it to the book notes and the references. I said, do you know what this is? Do you know what that means? And they just looked at me. I said, this is reference. I mean, it's reference.
And yeah, the title is The Real Anthony Fauci.
That's what I thought.
The person I was talking to had no idea that the point I was trying to make about everything he said was reference. They had no idea that that meant that it was truth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But what?
Well, remember they were giving him a hard time about...
There's a lot of people out there.
Remember they were giving him a hard time when he was saying that some medicines are specifically designed, and some bioweapons are specifically designed to affect certain races. Well, it just came out that there's this one medicine for Alzheimer's that works on white people.
Except, well, no, it's not except. It's another. I read that.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work as good on minorities, but it works on white people. So it's true.
No, what they're saying is, percentage-wise, more black people, or I say black, more whatever, get Alzheimer's than white people. So, but see, that's true in medicine because sickle cell, okay? Sickle cell is on, you can take 4 siblings, 1 out of 4 siblings will carry sickle cell, but it's predominantly in black people. There are certain diseases that are predominant in Mediterranean people. I mean, if I can go on and on and on from, you know, what I've studied, but that's not racist. It's fact.
It's genetics. It's biology. It's science.
White people, Caucasians, don't get sickle cell. I did hear just last week of a girl that is half Cuban and half Filipino, I think, that has sickle cell. And I was like, whoa, that's really weird. But there's a percentage. If you have 4 kids, one, and you carry the sickle cell trait, 1 out of 4 is going to have sickle cell. But anyway, there's 100 examples out there of different diseases that are predominant.
Yeah, well, they were trying to make RFK Jr. out to be some sort of racist when he was telling the truth.
Yeah,
that
it's
some
science.
Diseases and some bioweapons are race specific or race predominant, not race specific, but race predominant. And even when we did our own research on the COVID virus, we found out that people with type A blood have more
different
adverse side effects.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, that article about the Alzheimer's drug, I wanted to put a little note in there to our friend that's a virologist and get her to fact check that. Although I didn't really need it fact-checked because I believed it, but our friend makes Alzheimer's drugs.
Yeah.
I can't remember one, but that's what she does. That's one of their drugs. And I'm
I'll tell you, she was spot on with her COVID research. Right down,
God.
The first one that I heard call it a Crimea, a chimera.
About, yeah.
Yep. so that was a multi-species virus. She was the first one that I know of that said, no, this seems lab-created.
Yep.
And her stuff was spot on, and boy, did they censor her. They threw her off Facebook, they threw her off Twitter, and every bit of her research was right.
And the first thing she told me is look up ADE, whatever you do, because I just had COVID March the 5th of 2020.
Yeah.
We didn't have tests in my little area, but it is pretty much confirmed because I had antibodies. But so whatever you do, do not get a vaccination if you've had COVID. So this is all in the beginning, and I'm reading my ass off. You know, I'm reading, and I'm listening to her, and she's sending me little messages. ADE is, antibody-dependent enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what that means to me is you're taking your God-given immunity. God gave us our bodies, and he designed our immunity. You're taking your God-given immunity, and you're going to mix it with this lab man-made mRNA spike protein bullshit, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to mix two different antibodies, and it's going to create total havoc on your body. That's it.
And
I can go deeper, but you know, I ain't
and in that vaccine too, they're finding HIV. Well, have immune systems.
She told us that. She said you will have an HIV marker. You will not have HIV. But when you get your blood tested, you will have a marker, which means a marker means when they test your blood, it's going to like throw up a little flag thing. That's the simplest way I can say what a marker is. She said, you're not
mm-hmm.
going to have HIV. Well, then when you read Robert Kennedy's book, he talks about Fauci. He talks about AIDS. He talks about that's man-made too. He talks about AIDS didn't kill people. The freaking drugs they gave them for AIDS is what killed them. The AZT, the whatever it was.
Yep.
I mean, it's
the AZT.
Like I said.
Well,
I still had to do
for your body to accept this mRNA, your DNA. So if your body's going to accept the mRNA, you have to mute your immune system. So they got something in there that shuts your immune system off to allow your body to accept this mRNA. Otherwise, your body would reject it. That's what all those fibrous blood clots are from, is your body rejecting it. But
mRNA stands for messenger RNA. RNA is ribonucleic acid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even say it. It's about an eight, whatever. Messenger.
Yep.
The M stands for messenger. Even if you don't know physiology, even if you don't know nothing about medicine, the key word is messenger. Messenger in your cell.
Yeah,
they
had to put something in there to stun your immune system so your body wouldn't reject that vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It doesn't prevent spreading it, contracting it, or dying from it. It's not a vaccine.
And that's another misnomer. It is not technically a vaccine. It is not an immunization.
No, you won't be immune.
But whatever. We could go into that friggin' forever.
Yeah, I listened to Kennedy, and, you know, he makes a lot of sense, too. I'm not going to vote for him, but...
No, I wouldn't be.
He makes a lot of sense.
I wouldn't vote for Tulsi on the get-go for president. I'm only voting for one person. I don't care who they run.
I'm voting for Trump. That's just the way it is. I've already made up my mind. Everybody knows I'm a Trump supporter. So I'm not denying it. I'm not being wishy-washy about it. I'm voting for Trump. I don't care if he's in jail. I'm going to write him in if he's not on the ballot.
What else is in the news that I've missed?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff. Proof wants to talk about Pence. Judas Pence.
Okay.
Judas
you
Pence.
Still with us,
yes,
Proof?
That's true. Yeah, I was letting you two get acquainted again.
Thank you, Proof.
Yes, thank you, Proof. Yeah, let's talk about Pence, because he said he didn't have the authority. Yes, he did. They changed the authority.
Okay.
He is the president of the Senate. So in the Constitution, it says that he counts, he opens and counts the votes. So it was just assumed that he had the final say, because in the Constitution, it says that he has the say. They just changed the 12th Amendment to take that away from him, to take it away from the vice president. But at that point, all he had to do was postpone it. D.C. Drano says, Pence implicitly admits he had the power to reject fraudulent votes on January 6th. He knew there was fraud, and if he sent the EC votes back to the state legislature for further review, which is the 12th Amendment would have kicked in, and the GOP House of Representatives would have voted for Trump. Pence didn't want that. He certified the fraud, and it says, yeah, that's why he's never going to be elected to federal office again. This is also why the EC, Electoral College Act, was amended last year to make sure no VP could send fraudulent votes back to the states. So he had the ability to do so in 2020, but then he backstabbed the 74 million voters. And on January 4th, not the 6th, on the 4th, Mike Pence said, I know we all got doubts about the election. I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. I promise you this Wednesday, which would have been the 6th, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. So I wrote to him. I said, what happened to you sharing the concerns about voting irregularities? If you had concerns, shouldn't you have checked them out to make sure everything was on the up and up? Nobody said overturn the election. They said pause to make sure it checked out. He didn't respond to me, but that's what I said to him. So what is on your mind about it, Proof? Because this is making me crazy. This guy was a backstabber, and he had the authority. All he had to do was say, look, there's everybody here, all these people are contesting this election, this election, this election. How do you deduct votes? If you're counting votes, all right, and say Trump had 100 votes, and then you look up and he's only got 50, how do you lose votes? You don't.
Well, my big concern, though, is the same as it's always been, is that after seeing how Judas Pence works, if you liked how Trump ran the 4 years, then why on earth would you take Pence over Trump?
Right. I wouldn't vote for Pence. He was second fiddle. It was Trump's show. I told you, Trump's got to be the strongest man in the world right now.
Yeah.
After all he's put up with, and he's still standing. And he has fought off every one of their assaults. He hasn't fought back yet. Now we know why. He had to expose all of it.
Ladies, I'm going to open up the mic for another caller who's next. I have Beto.
Hey, Beto. Jojo, you're going to love Beto.
What's doing today? Let me tell you. There was, in regards to the Prince, there were legislatures from five states. That, I don't know, I'm just coming in the middle of the conversation, so I apologize if you already discussed it. But there were legislatures from five states that wrote to Pence that asked him to hold off on the count and let us do our thing while we try to figure out what the hell is going on with the votes. And he ignored them.
Yeah, and that was on Wednesday the 6th. He ignored them. But on Monday the 4th, he said that he shared the concerns of millions of Americans. And
he was
that
gonna,
January
every
6th
vote
thing.
That was counted was going to be counted, and every fraudulent vote wasn't going to be counted, something like that. He made some kind of a comment, and
right.
All of a sudden he flipped. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
and
usually
then when
that
he was walking
means
off
two
stage,
things,
somebody
though,
handed
everybody.
Him a
coin. That means either he got paid or he was threatened.
Yeah, they got to him.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He got compromised. He was compromised.
Yeah, what happened
absolutely
between Monday and Wednesday?
Absolutely, he was compromised.
Yep. He was compromised. And all he had to do was just say, no, I can't certify this right now. And then when the staged riots, which weren't even riots, happened, the thing got postponed for, what, 2 hours? So yeah. It wasn't like it wasn't certified on the right date or anything. It was. So that's another thing that they're charging Trump with interfering with. Because of the January 6th protest, they had to postpone for a couple of hours, an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it was. And wow. Everybody knows that was a setup, too. And
well,
did
I
you
think,
see, did you see CNN today, Vito?
No, I first off, I'm driving, and I do not watch CNN. I try to.
Well, I don't watch
like
CNN either, but they had clips all over the place. They showed Trump giving his speech, and he said, and we're going to march to the Capitol. And then they put in, they dubbed in, and we're going to fight, fight, fight. He never said that. He did not say that.
No, he didn't say that.
No,
wow.
He said we're going to be peaceful.
Talk about misconduct. Look, he said peaceful.
What
patriotic.
A hit job that was. But
we all know the CIA owns public box news. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. The Mockingbird media.
Yeah.
And they really are, too. If one says it, they all say it. And they were doing, like, historical things on MSNBC. I saw a clip about that, how they were talking about George Washington. And it was word for word from the play Hamilton. They don't know history. They saw a play that was fiction.
They make it up as they go.
Yeah. But they were just, they
you
got
know,
it right from the play Hamilton.
But the January, I mean, this is like one huge conspiracy. They need the January 6th conviction because that's the foundation to go after Trump.
Mm-hmm. But
no
he's got
doubt.
All the proof. But he's, you know, he hasn't
does.
Been able to show his proof yet.
But the problem is the judge in this, the judge that was involved, this female judge, she should anything she touched in relation to January 6th needs to A, be looked at, and B, needs to be thrown out.
Right.
Anything that she presided over has to go. She poisoned. That the tree is poison now.
Oh, yeah.
The fruit of the poison is poisoned completely now. Now you got to
and she's the judge.
Because
she's
like,
the
like
judge
said,
that they. She's the judge that they got in charge of this Trump indictment now. She's the one that's been throwing all the J6 people in jail. She's held them without attorneys, without a trial, without even bail for 2 years. Those are political prisoners. And then they've been coerced. They've been mistreated. They've been served rotten food. They have been exposed to bad plumbing and noises. And, I mean, it's like they're in a gulag.
They're political prisoners. They are political prisoners. All right? That is,
yeah.
You know, clear political prisoners. And Amnesty International should be screaming at the highest level about what's going on in our country and what's being done. But they're not.
Well, they're compromised, too. Amnesty International and the United Lawyers Guild, National Lawyers Guild. I couldn't remember National Lawyers Guild, but that's Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers' wife. That's her group. So they're compromised, too. They're full-blown communists.
This. They're all
yeah, forget
gonna
it.
Going to get this.
Well, now it's Trump's turn.
I firmly believe that we are headed to very deep, dark days in the very near future. Because like
they're trying to start a civil
everything
war.
At him. Well, they're not far from it. I'm going to say this now. All these illegals that are here, the illegals that have come in, the South and Central Americans, some
mm-hmm.
of them, or a good number of them, are gangbangers. And I'm going to say this. Our government is waiting for another Uncle Floyd show incident to happen, and they're exploit it, and it's going to be, it's going to involve the illegals, and then it's going to be murder and mayhem on the streets. You watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've imported an army. 6 million people in 2 years. That's a hell of an army, especially when 82% of them are single males of military age.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got all these people coming in, and you cannot tell me that they are, you know, they were brought in here for a purpose, for a reason.
You see what they just
Nothing
did in Illinois, that Governor Pritzker? He just signed into law that illegals can become cops. So you're going to have people who entered this country illegally arresting
they
American citizens?
They have no
citizens?
Allegiance to this Constitution. They have no allegiance to our Constitution. And I'm going
they
to tell you this right now.
They don't know about our Constitution, half of them.
No,
most of them.
Just like the stuff that's going on in South in Mexico, where you hear stories about cops shaking people down.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with all these guys? You know,
it's already happening.
Those illegals that they put in. It's going to be a long bloodshed out there. I'm telling you right now.
They're not
going to
be loyal
happen.
To our Constitution. They're not going to be loyal to our Constitution.
No, they
they're
have
going
to no
be loyal to who
our
brought them here and let them stay.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, they put them up in 5-star hotels in New York. Now they're running out of space. So it's getting real tricky in New York.
Well, they don't want – now they're sleeping on the streets now.
Yeah, because there's no
you
more
know,
place
people,
to put them.
There was one report that says, well, we got to do something. There are – I mean, the one thing that's bad – this is what I heard her say. The one thing that's really bad – she was talking to Brian Kilmeade on the radio, and she was saying the one thing that's really bad now that it's really noticeable, it's not the people sleeping, but it's the stench. People are peeing and crapping themselves because they don't want to get off the line. And I'm
right.
Really? If things got that bad here that they have to, that they can't go find a place to crap, maybe they should come back where they came from and because they had toilets there. I mean, come on.
They can't go back where they came from, Vito.
This is a joke.
They were recruited here. Whole governments had to bring them here. You know, they're saying, oh, yeah, the cartel is smuggling them over the border. That's baloney. We have an abandoned military base in Panama, and they're doing logistics out of there. They got clothes and food and toiletries and stuff like that. Now, you're not going to tell me some low-educated drug cartel members from Mexico went to China, grabbed 900 dissidents out of that country, and they didn't walk here from China. And then, you know,
no.
I mean, they didn't walk here through the whole Southern Hemisphere either. They're busing them. They're flying them. They are bringing them here, and it takes whole governments. You don't walk through 5 countries. And look at that little 4-year-old that died at the border, all right? He had to be the smartest kid in the world until he died. He made it from Guatemala through 4 countries, over mountains, through rivers, up roads, following the map, and made it to the United States border on his own. He was an unaccompanied minor.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And where's his mother? What did he do to her?
His mother probably sold him. And Lord knows what was done to him on the way up here by them.
God only knows what was done to him, but the kid was dead when he finally made it to America. Now, they can't go back. These countries have emptied out their prisons, their insane asylums, their youth service boards, all of these, you know, orphanages and stuff, and just put all these people on buses and planes and whatever and ship them to the United States. Now they don't have to support them anymore. They don't have to feed them, clothe them. Plus, they're still taking our foreign aid money. So why are we supporting those people in their own country and supporting them here? And whole countries, governments have to be involved in this for it to be that widespread. 190 countries are sending people here? Yeah, no low-level drug cartel in Mexico did that. And you think that the Venezuelan drug cartels are going to put up with the Mexicans? There would be a border war.
Absolutely not.
No. There would be turf wars all over the whole world. So, no, this is bigger than that. Look to the Catholic Charities, the Jewish Federation, the Doctors Without Borders, all those Soros organizations. And, you know, we're giving, like the, all those organizations, we give them money to take care of these illegals and to provide, you know, to provide for them. So that's how they make their money. No illegals, no money. So they go get more illegals, and they get more money. We're incentivizing it. And they are saying that the border is secure and they have operational control. And everybody's saying, well, all these illegals are coming. Uh-huh. No, they're not illegal anymore because once they've put their name on that app, they're given a temporary status, which takes the illegal off of them. So now they're not illegal anymore. They're legally here, even if it's only temporary. So that's what they're doing. They're using semantics. Oh, yeah, they're illegals. They did come here. They did break into the country. They just actually didn't break in. They walked across the border and they were let in. But these people were recruited and brought here. And you're right. It's an army. And it's to replace patriots.
They are going to use them to their, you know, to help them. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, they're going to be loyal to Biden. Biden let them get here. They're not going to be loyal to the Constitution. They don't even know about the Constitution. All they know is they were invited here, and they were fed and clothed and sheltered, and whoever did that for them gets the glory. So when the chips hit the fan, they will fight Americans.
In New
Americans.
York City now, you have groups of they're of Hispanic culture, race, or whatever. They've been going around. They've been rolling people.
Yeah.
They're citizens, but there's a problem.
Yeah. Well, all these people that recruited them and sent them here and brought them here. Oh yeah, everything's going to be great. You're going to get fed. You're going to get housed. You're going to have a job. And when they get here, now they're sleeping in tents in the streets in front of a shelter because the shelter is full. They didn't think of that.
There is no room for them. We have a mayor in New York City, when he was a police officer or he was in the NYPD, he failed a drug test and it was covered up. They had the chance to break his leg. And for some reason, they kept him.
He's cooperating now.
This is something that I'm privy to. I have names, but I don't have the name.
Yeah, well, he said the other day, that Mayor Adams, he said, we got 90,000 illegals that we don't have any room for. Well, he blamed Abbott and DeSantis. Abbott and DeSantis together sent less than 900. So who sent the rest of them?
However many they sent, it doesn't matter if they sent in 50 or 50,000. The thing is, this city said, we are a sanctuary city. They took the law. The sanctuary city law was meant for citizens of the city. Okay, if you got evicted from your home or something happened, you come to the city and they'll take care of it. This thing got flipped on its head.
Yeah.
And now they're taking everybody in now.
Yeah. And it's not the
and
only
now,
place.
And they're looking, now there's city council, members of the city council that are looking to revoke the sanctuary city status for New York. They're looking to remove it because the city is broke. They got no more money. All
right. Right.
There are retired civil servants who are scared that they're going to lose their pensions or the pensions are going to be depleted. I always say to them, ain't going to happen. That money is untouchable. You know, whatever the city's got going on, you know, we could loan it to them like we did years ago. You know, in the 70s, you know, with the understanding
receivership, those pensions are not safe.
Those money, the city pensions, The uniform, the New York City, the uniform pensions are safe, from what I'm told.
I know for a fact the government hires EMTs to put on these buses in South Texas to have an EMT on the bus with all the illegals going to all these different cities. The federal government pays them to be on that bus with all the illegals to escort them, whatever the word you want to use, to all these different cities. So,
no
I don't
doubt.
Know what the number, but it's probably more than we even know.
Yeah, well, remember, Biden was flying them into those isolated airports in the middle of the night, so
they
wouldn't
they were
even...
being flown into what's the airport by Newburgh, New York? I forget the airport up here. They were coming in by plane.
Yep. And they've been flying them into municipal airports, like out in Worcester, Massachusetts, and, you know, some of those type of places. But look at Alaska's talking about sending their homeless and illegals to L.A. Alaska says we're not a sanctuary.
Yeah, we'll get you. Listen, all I got to say is it gets too cold in the wintertime. You don't want to be here. And they're going to be like, absolutely, get me out of here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's already starting to be winter there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, everybody. True. I'm going to put my mute on, and I've had a long day, so I just want to let Joanne and Proof know that I really enjoyed partaking again in our old-time chit-chat. Have a good time.
Jojo, we love you. Don't be a stranger. Call in anytime.
Okay, well, anyway, I enjoyed it. And I'm just going to put you on mute, and y'all have a good night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's JoJo.
Thank you, Joanne. thank you, JoJo.
Thank you.
Yeah,
So, go ahead, finish up, but at some point we got to get to Mr. Broccoli.
Oh, yeah. All right, Vito, you want to hear Broccoli Man, and then we'll pick it up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I got it pulled up.
Did you see this one yet, Joanne?
I have not.
So we have our favorite globalist named G. Globalist and the wiretap on this one.
I like those two characters. All right, I'm ready when you are. Countdown.
So this one is G. Globalist lays down the law. So if you're ready, I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Broccoli.
What the green dude?
I don't remember ever inviting you to my office.
That's okay, Mr. Broccoli. You can tell it to my codpiece. You have refused to honor a demand to stop telling people about the negative effects of our gene therapies. Our sales are down almost 80% for this quarter. It is because of you, Joe Rogan, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that we are no longer making monies like we did during COVID. We are now going to force you to go get your gene therapy and tell everyone how great these gene therapies are.
I did diddly ding dong dong been told you were always stepping in it, sir. Now you will pay the price for not listening to globalists.
I do not listen to globalists. Especially you, G. Globalist.
Silence, mortal. I do not talk and negotiate with a 99%. I am only here to either force you to comply with my demands right this instant, or I will shoot you dead with my gun right now. And we will tell the media we watched you kill yourself and out your body parts in a suitcase and run 50 miles away. Just like we did with Hillary's friend Vince Foster.
First and foremost, green dude. We are going to insert a Lysnicka Freedom microchip right away. Please roll up that sleeve. Please do be saying hibby hibby insert my chippy so we have it on record you accepted our mark of the beast. By the way, while you are in our presence, as a 99% and not a 1% global crime syndicate, you must immediately place a bloody scam on that face.
No. No means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. Now do make way with your articles of clothing, green dude. We need to take a picture of your junk so we can upload this into our domestic terrorist database. We need your underoos to be displaced and in front of my person. Then you must place your hands fully up over your head so we can get unobstructed photographs of your kumquats and your ice cream cone, sir.
Yeah, that will never happen. That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, that will always happen. That's gonna be a yes for me, dog.
Look, we have prepared every farm in the entire world and every foodstuff to be stopped for production. We have rerouted water to not go to dams. We have banned all major appliances and automobiles. We will also ban home ownership for the 99%. We are going to claim it is global warming.
That's right, green dude. Select any topic at all. We will say it is because of global warming. Divorce rates going up. Global warming. We take everyone's clothing away from them while you all walk around naked in your 15-minute city. That's global warming. We stop paying your universal basic income after we promise everyone they can have it and then we repopulate the earth. You best believe it is because of global warming. Crime is up while the border is wide open. Naturally it is because of global warming, sir. The only thing that will stop global warming is hardcore communism. The 1% need to own everything in the world while you fuss budgets just stay alive in your little cubicles until we decide it is your time to die.
You will eat Z-bugs. You will own Z-nothing. And you 99% dolts and something duck heads will be hoodwinked to believe it is to stop the Earth temperature rising 0.3% over the next 100 years.
And if we do not comply?
Don't worry, we have war gamed that out. That's why we created central bank digital currency, or as they say, CBDCs. All world monies will be attached to your social credit score. Even if your house is paid off, you will still be at risk of losing your home if you do not comply with our demands. Eventually it will be illegal to own anything at all if you are 99%.
So, refusal to get a freedom microchip automatically gives you a zero social credit score. Failure to let us tail photographs of your ice cream cone is a negative 500 points. Failure to accompany me for a drag queen story time or let me diddle you at least twice, we deduct 1,000 points as from your social credit score. If you retain a social credit score of below zero for more than 72 hours, we shall place you in a FEMA camp, which does not exist.
Don't worry, I will not take part in any social credit score. Also, I will not go to your FEMA camp.
Did you not just hear the words I said out of my throat or souls, sir? I said FEMA camps do not exist. How did you find out about FEMA camps? Now since you have shared misinformation about FEMA camps, we must now place you under arrest and take you to a FEMA camp.
Please hold on one moment while I call security to escort the both of you out of here.
We need to make sure that we replace Brandon for the 2024 election. You pieces of loose tool excrements will have either Governor Grusin or Michael Robinson Obama as your overlord soon.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. Then his husband can bring total pain while Big Mike stand there with a smile on him's face. I hope you appreciate me readjusting your air in here, green dude.
Yes. Hello, security. Please bring several security members. I have two globalists that need to get the F out me office right away.
Please look over here, Mr. Broccoli. I want you to look at me while I shoot you right in the face. We're going to end this conversation right now as we feel you have declined all of our options.
That does not work in here. Your weapons are useless. Now, as I was saying, get out of my office. I do not work with globalists.
That is not it, Mr. Broccoli. We need you to support our Democrat nominee to defeat Trump.
Does that mean you are going to let Robert F. Kennedy Jr. win the Democrat nomination?
Don't some or something luck a green dude. That is the very last person we would ever allow to be his president, sir.
You sure are some kind of yups. We absolutely can never have Mr. Kennedy as a president. He would take apart our global crime syndicate. How would we be able to sponsor a debate or pay off any politicians if refuses to allow us to do so? We need to make sure all fake news organizations do not ever mention his name. Much less interview him. He shall not exist.
Yes, he will also end our war in Ukraine and Taiwan. We need to continue this war forever. To stop global warming. Now, bend over right this instant so we can anal swab you to test you for COVID and global warming.
I have to go now, everyone, and take care of these losers. Please get educated on what these globalists want to do to everyone. They get away with everything because many people refuse to learn the truth about the 1%'s plans. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Ace Loso, go their show schedule and check out the other shows on freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you promote Proof Negative in my presence? That is equivalent to you taking a dump on my caviar.
First time I fell in love, I didn't know what hit me. So young and so naive, I thought it would be easy. But now I know I've got my own mind. I want to make my own decisions. When it has to do with my life, I want to be the one in control. Yeah?
Sorry, wiretap. Wrong number.
That was good. You touched on a lot of good points there. I love the office graphics.
You like the office?
He's got a nice office.
Oh.
Hey, is there any truth to you that you heard that Justin Trudeau and his wife are breaking up?
Yeah, I heard
that. But I didn't know how to put that into the story here today because I honestly don't care. I'll just be real.
If she's willing to leave him, you know, I don't understand why the people of Canada don't smarten up and dump that idiot.
I don't either. I don't know that they can. He's changed the rules and the laws up there, so he's got a solid lockdown now.
He took over from, you know, he was taught by his father.
Yeah, I heard that ain't his real father. I heard Fidel Castro was his real father. He actually looks a lot like him, too. I heard Pierre Trudeau was not his real father, that the mother was quite the socialite.
You mean socialistite?
But, yeah, socialistite. However, they've been married 18 years. They have 3 children. I didn't even know he was married to a woman. I didn't know he was straight, kind of.
Oh, I didn't even know he had kids. I didn't even know he had kids.
Yeah, he has 3 kids.
Yeah, three kids.
And they've been married 18 years. 18 years. I got that echo back now. I don't know, it stopped again. You hit on some good subjects there. I like Broccoli Man.
Well, you know me, Joanne. I try to throw as many different topics in one cartoon as I can.
Yeah, you did good with this one. You got a lot in there. You got Robert F. Kennedy in there. You got the globalists in there, the FEMA camps, the global warming. The global warming, you're right. They blame everything on global warming. And you got the canceling all the farms in there. And they're doing that. You know, they're saying that farming is bad for the planet now. That's absolutely stupid. I don't know who's going to believe that, because farming grows plants. Plants filter the air and provide oxygen. They take the carbon out. Oh, that's another thing. John Kerry, he was asked, well, what's the correct amount of CO2 in the atmosphere? You know, you're trying to reduce the CO2 in the atmosphere. So what are you trying to reduce it to? What is the correct amount? He said, we don't know. So we're going to put $1.6 quadrillion, that's $100 trillion, to get a CO2 amount, but he doesn't know what that amount is. They don't even know what the goal is. Unbelievable. And did you see that Dick Durbin started a fight with Justice Alito?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Dick Durbin was clashing with him over the Democrats' plans to slap some ethic codes on the Supreme Court. Yeah, Durbin wants to, he wants to change the, what do you call it, the ethics committee on the Supreme Court. He says the ethical conduct of Supreme Court justice is a serious matter, and it's within the committee's jurisdiction. No, it isn't. The legislative branch has no authority over the judicial branch, and that's what Alito said. He said that he spoke out against the Senate Democrats' plans to write the rules for how they conduct themselves. He said that the lawmakers lack the authority to regulate the justices' activities and conduct. And Alito's right. That's in the Constitution, too. Each branch has autonomy over their ethics and how they run their branch. You know, each one has its own lane, and the others are not supposed to overlap that. Now, the president has taken over the Congress, so now they want to take over the Supreme Court, too. They want to pack the courts. They want to do all kinds of crazy stuff. But now they think that they can set rules for how the justices conduct themselves. No, the justices, the court, the body, the court itself sets those rules. So Dick Durbin better stay in his lane too. What is it with these people? Everybody's power hungry, and they have no power.
Well, they have the opportunity because they run everything now. So this is their use it or lose it mentality, where they can go after everything, or they're gonna fail spectacularly trying.
Right, and they don't even care if they fail.
No,
they don't care about anything.
Their goal is to beat Trump at any cost.
Yeah, and you can't shame them into behaving or changing their behavior.
No.
That doesn't work. You can't litigate it. They don't pay attention to court orders. The court told Biden that he couldn't pay off, you know, just cancel all the student debt. So he decided to go around the court order and find a different way, which is also illegal. But they do not care. They are lawless. It's only people like us that still obey laws.
Yeah.
You know, criminals don't obey laws. Congress don't obey laws. The president doesn't obey laws. Just Trump. He obviously obeys laws. He's still standing. But They're just running amok. The American people have to stick together. We have to stay strong. You know, they try to separate us by race and by gender and by ideology and everything else. And they have us all, like, being suspicious of each other. We need each other. When this all washes out, none of us are going to come out on top. Especially if we're fighting with each other. We have to call a truce between all the Americans and just say, look, folks, this is what's going on.
There are those that are brainwashed with this diversity, equity, and inclusiveness nonsense, and they are entrenched, and they are dug in.
Well, then we're going to have to step over them and go around them.
We're going to have to wind up going through them.
Joanne and Vito, we have a couple of people that want to squeeze in before the end of the show, but before I do that, we talked a couple hours ago about how I had a clip about how they want to ban flushing toilets in the house.
Yeah, I'm glad you found that.
So this was on Larry Kudlow's show a few days ago, and Switzerland's already starting to ban them. So they want to go back to outhouses. I'm not even kidding. They want to go to outhouses.
Those were disgusting.
What? So let me go ahead and play this.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Kudlow. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, when will they leave us alone? Just yesterday, the Biden administration banned water heaters. Folks, enjoy that cold shower you're headed for, and you can turn those dials as much as you want, but it's still going to be even colder. The big government socialists of the Biden administration insist on completely ruining our daily lives. They're going after every imaginable creature comfort that used to make America the most wonderful place to live in. Now they're going to turn us into Europe, which doesn't even have a lot of this stuff the way we do. What's this stuff? Well, for starters, how about shower heads, air conditioners, toilet flushing, light bulbs, washers and dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, gas cars and trucks, coal-fired pizza ovens, and microwaves. That's just for starters. Joe Biden wants to take them away from us, all in the name of climate change, as though carbon emissions could actually truly be measured over 50 years from the Biden heist of our way of living. Here's what the White House press release from the Biden climate fanatics said late last year when they changed the light bulb standards. Quote, this is the 110th action to strengthen energy efficiency standards that the administration has taken in 2022. These 110 actions span a range of household products, everything from air conditioners and furnaces to clothes washers and dryers to kitchen appliances and water heaters, as well as commercial and industrial equipment. Just terrific, fellas. 110. We racked our brains. We can only come up with 19. So that means there's 90 more of these creature comfort destroying regulations coming down the pipeline. Actually, they want to end pipelines too, right? Now, from that same White House statement, the Greenies say, again, I will quote, once finalized, these standards will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by an estimated 2.4 billion metric tons, equivalent to the carbon emissions from 10 million homes, 17 million gas cars, or 21 coal-fired power plants over 30 years. You mean all this for ending my ceiling fan? All this? My dehumidifier? My battery charger? My pool pump? Really? All those carbon-saving metric tons in practically every suburban home in America over 30 years will come to what? You mean, oh, I get it. That's a good half year of Chinese coal plant building. That's the way I read it. This is so silly, folks. It completely lacks common sense. The worst part of this nonsense is that the Bidens want to jam these regulatory orders down our throats. No consumer choice, no freedom. Just the dictates of a bunch of overeducated, far-left bureaucrats who truly believe they know better how to live than ordinary people do. I hate to say it. I hate to even use the phrase, but it really is Soviet-style actions. Or, as my great pal Steve Forbes put it, modern socialism through the regulatory state. So I say, save America. Bring back my ceiling fan. I say, save America, send Joe Biden into retirement.
Wow. Right,
so your thoughts?
The thing is, I don't think this is Joe Biden. This is not Joe Biden. This is his administration, the people that are in there that are really running the show, that are doing all this. They're letting them run amok. Because
so
there's
can
no
somebody
way that
please
Joe
tell
Biden,
me, though, can someone tell me what a shower head has to do with carbon?
Proof, I have no idea. Couldn't tell you.
It has nothing to do with carbon. They're saying water saver. I don't anticipate Joe Biden taking a nice cold shower in December in D.C. I don't anticipate John Kerry taking a cold shower or giving up his air conditioner or
no.
His chef not being able to use a dishwasher.
Eric Adams just the other day said, because they were complaining about heat in the buildings in New York City, he said that every new construction he's going to push by 2025, must have air conditioning built into it. So I'm saying to myself, I don't think he knows what they're looking to do. As far as saving the environment, because he's one of those environmentalist people, and he wants air conditioning units.
Oh. Well, that's going to cost a few bucks. That's going to cost a few bucks. Now they said that they're going to put less windows in construction, too, to save on energy. Because when the sun comes in the summertime, it heats it up. And the windows allow drafts in the winter, so they want less windows in buildings. So they're going to, what, wall us up in prisons?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. These people are nuts. They don't know how much carbon that the atmosphere needs. We are a speck of dust in the whole planetary thing. We are a rock that revolves around a ball of fire. It's that ball of fire that determines the temperature. We also had an underwater volcano.
Ball of fire hiccups, whenever it hiccups, we feel it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of sunbursts and,
our planet sits inside the planet Jupiter 100,000 times,
mm-hmm.
right? And Jupiter fits inside the sun 100,000 times. That's 1 million... Is it 1 million Earths? I think it's 1 million Earths that fit inside of the sun. So,
that's why.
You know, you're going to tell me that this little grain of sand that's only about 8 minutes of 8 minutes from the sun at the speed of light, and you're going to tell me, like I always said, a freaking cow is going to cause all our problems, and we have this thing the size of a watermelon compared to the grain of sand of Earth that we have to shut everything down? Come on.
Yeah, well, we don't control the temperature. And they said that there's more carbon in the atmosphere. Yeah, well, they didn't tell you about the giant volcano that exploded in the ocean. One volcano can put as much carbon into our atmosphere as all the coal plants in China.
Well, I saw also yesterday on a highlight that I think it's somewhere in the Middle East that there's like millions and millions and millions of used tires on fire. And they're worried about a fart of a cow.
Right. Yeah, no, it's the cows aren't causing the global warming. That's just insane. All the cows in the world aren't changing the temperature at all. It's all a scam. It's for global control, and a lot of people are going to make money off it because they're trying to sell carbon credits. So, all right, say you have a coal plant. Now, you can buy carbon credits from John Kerry or Obama, and then you can pollute all you want. Just keep buying the carbon credits, and you can pollute all you want. I don't know what justifies these people being the arbiter of the carbon credits, but, all right, say you don't use a lot of energy. You can earn carbon credits, and you can sell them back to the carbon credit company. All right, say you don't use all the credits that you're allotted. You can sell them back. And
yeah,
these coal companies
can
buy
them. The goal is to reduce everybody's carbon credits so that it'll be impossible.
Right, and they're just creating a form of currency. So Obama started the Chicago Climate Exchange. John Kerry is in on the European Carbon Exchange, Climate Exchange. John Kerry goes running around the world telling everybody that we have to depopulate the earth, we have to cool the planet, we have to stop using appliances, we have to stop using fossil fuels. Fossil fuels have kept us all alive.
Yeah.
Since we found out that you could burn it.
Yeah, but he spends more in carbon on his jet that he doesn't own.
Yeah, on the jet he doesn't own. His wife owns it. You're a married couple,
yeah.
Don't you both own it?
No, well, he said, I've never owned an airplane.
No, but his wife does. And
his wife did, and he was called in a carpet for that. He lawyers legal speak, lawyers speak. You know, he knew how to answer that question. I never owned an airplane. But your wife did, didn't she? Well, you know, we haven't had one in a year and a half, but okay. You know, but I never owned one. I said, but you're still flew in it. They would say, flew in the damn thing.
Yeah, she barely uses it. He uses it all the time.
He uses it all the time, absolutely.
And he uses his yacht. I mean, he's got a beautiful catamaran at Nantucket. No, he keeps it in Rhode Island so he doesn't have to pay the Massachusetts taxes. But he's got a gorgeous yacht, catamaran yacht, style yacht. And that doesn't run on air. Did you hear that screwball Ocasio-Cortez? She said the person that comes up with a ship that runs on wind is going to be a bazillionaire. Honey, we call those sailboats. They've been around a long time.
That, did she? Did she really
she did.
Say that?
She really said it.
Come on.
They're going to be a bazillionaire
if
they find a ship that runs on wind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hang this big thing called a sail up there, and you're good to go.
Wow.
All right,
and
so
I'm going to be a bazillionaire.
Let me see what's on our phone queue here. So we have a New York caller. Go ahead, New York caller.
Me?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, hi. I listened to the show like a month ago. And had a
sorry, did I get you at a bad time?
Huh?
Welcome in. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to ask. There was a show on like a month ago about traumatic brain injuries, and I was just wondering, are you the same show because I have the same number?
There's many different shows on Freedomizer Radio, so we have our schedule on freedomizerradio.com. You can look at the show schedule and try to find what show it was.
Yeah, great. No, because now I understand. Okay, that was all my question was.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Good night.
Good night to you. You said you had a second caller?
Yeah, they took their hand down, so that's fine.
If they want to talk, just press 1, and he'll know to open your line. Sorry for the delay. We were caught up in conversation. Just Bernie Sanders says that he's not going to vote for the new budget bill, by the way.
Because it doesn't go far enough.
Yeah, not that anybody.
Not. You're right.
Well,
yeah,
the reason
he's one of those people, though, recently that came out and said that when it's time to switch to all hybrid car, not hybrid, but is that what they're called? Like the Priuses and the Volts and all that? He says it's time to get out of fossil fuels, and if you want to keep your fossil fuel car, then you should be arrested.
Bernie said that?
Yeah. I'm paraphrasing here, but it's something to that nature. Because I'm trying to think of the right name. I don't think it's an EV, an electric vehicle, but there's a classification of those cars, and I can't place the name of it.
Yeah. I forget what they are, too. But he says that he's not going to vote on the compromise debt limit deal because of the fossil fuels. The Manchin got it in that they're going to go with that pipeline in West Virginia, Mountain Valley Pipeline.
Right.
And Bernie Sanders says, oh, hell no. No, there'll be no pipeline.
Okay.
So that was Joe Manchin's biggest thing. They want absolutely no fossil fuels. I just saw an article that said that fossil fuels actually do replenish themselves. It doesn't take millions and millions of years. That there's a forever supply. You're not going to run out of fossil fuels. And we do have technology, carbon capture. We can just scrub the air, filter it, capture the carbon, and actually use the carbon to grow plants. So we don't need all of this stuff. You know, I think, you know, they want to lower the temperature 0.3 degrees over 100 years. And that they're acting like this is the hottest it's ever been. It's summer. This is not the hottest it's ever been.
Like you said, even if it's hot, you still have that big ball or that big orange ball in the sky that's causing all this heat. That's the only thing. Nothing escapes. It's it. It's that big ball in the sky.
Yeah, and then they got these bright ideas. They want to block out the sun. So they want us all to buy solar panels, and then they want to block out the sun? Well, that seems futile, doesn't it?
They're gonna get a giant bed sheet. The Democrats are gonna you know, get all the KKK supporters, and they're gonna sew together one giant sheet, you know, and float up into the sky and block the sun. You watch.
They said that they're gonna put aluminum.
Idea.
Yeah, they're spraying aluminum in the sky to.
You mean like what they're already doing?
Yeah, the heat clouds to block out the sun. So why are we spending all this money on solar panels? And solar panels are obsolete anyhow. You know, you got a whole mountainside full of solar panels that got hit with a hailstorm and they are now rendered useless. But they scorched the earth underneath them. I have a better system that I designed. You don't need all that land for solar panels, but they're obsolete anyhow. They have solar paint. They have all kinds of stuff now that those solar panels, you know, they said that they want to give green loans again to people to produce solar panels. Well, we can make them so small that they'll fit in the palm of your hand like a cell phone. And they can supply energy to your whole house. So we don't even need those big, ugly.
Yeah, but they're not. They don't want us to have that because that would make you kind of independent, no?
Yeah, it would. Everything is energy. Even just blinking your eyes, you're giving off energy. Harness that. Store it in a belt. You could take your belt off at the end of the day and plug your house into it.
I remember seeing a bicycle that if you pedal for 30 minutes a day, that'll provide enough light for your whole house.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right, so do we want to see
look at these electric cars, proof.
go ahead and finish up, and then we'll try our caller here.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead. Take your caller.
All right. So I think this is Pennsylvania.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, it is Pennsylvania. It's my friend Joe. How you doing? You finally got it calling.
Yeah, I've been in and out, so that was probably me. Hey, I got to read this from you. The new guy who's ahead of the IPCC, that's the United Nations Climate Group.
Yeah.
He says, number one, I ignore climate doom mongers. The second thing he said, warming over 1.5 Celsius is not an existential threat to humanity. And he says, even with 1.5 degrees of warming, we will not die out.
Yeah, we're not going to die. 1 degree isn't going to change us. And that's the head of the IPCC?
Yeah, he's a new guy.
Yeah, well, he ain't going to be around long.
Here's
I guess
our
we don't
problem.
Have to memorize his name. He ain't going to survive that.
Yeah,
there's
here's
a lot
our
of money
problem.
Riding on this.
He'll be out of a job.
Our problem with energy right now is the renewables is only going to grow at a very low percentage, whereas our needs are going to be 3-4 times that. So we're going into brownouts.
Wow.
I like that one.
Yeah, well, you know, they want us to buy all these electric cars. Where are you going to plug them in? They're telling us we have to conserve energy so we don't shut down the power grid on these hot days. So
yeah, and who has
if
and
the
who
air
has
conditioners
a car,
are doing that? Imagine
now,
plugging in all the cars.
Who has a car that's going to get 58 miles per gallon? That's their new fuel standard they want, 58 miles per gallon. They're crazy.
Well, Joe, you know, those electric vehicles, if you put an alternator and a belt around each one of the tires, as the tires are moving, the alternator will turn and charge the battery.
Hello.
So you can charge it while you're using it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
By the way, we could
remember when we were kids, we had those lights for the bicycle, and it had the little wheel that you put up against the tire, and as that wheel turned, the battery would light the light.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Just put those things on each of the four wheels, and as the wheels are turning, the belt is charging the battery. Just put an alternator on all four tires.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
We have solar paint. You can paint the car and park it in the sun and charge your battery. You know, they have, where the headlights are, you know, where they have the running lights, if you just put air tubes in there and little flywheels, pinwheels, then you can capture the wind as you're pushing through it. If your car
you're
is going
too much
through,
sense.
If your car is going through space, you're breaking the wind in front of you. The bumper is pushing the wind off to the sides around you, and then it collects back and behind you. Capture that wind that you're pushing off the front and pulling into the back. That will charge your battery. You only got to charge your car once, and then you never got to charge it again if you use it.
Hey, we can use some more CO2. I'll tell you why. Number one, the reefs, the barrier reefs, they love CO2.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know our history. They're complete nincompoops in the history about CO2. We had times in this earth where our CO2 was off the scale. And like you said, the Industrial Revolution saved mankind.
Yeah.
Yep.
If we didn't have it, we were going to die because CO2 was crashing.
Yeah. Well, even if we use the CO2 capture and, you know, when we put it, the filters on the smokestacks, you capture that carbon and you can feed it to the barrier reef and grow it.
So
yeah.
I'm going to interject here.
Okay.
When the nice gentleman said that these people are stupid, I disagree. The goal is to get rid of people. And if they just need literally anything, that the 99% dolts will believe in. So that's their mission.
Yeah, they want to eliminate
right.
us.
You're
they
right. We have
a
carbon they want to eliminate. Why, though? What's in it for them? What is the end game for them? Why they want to get rid of everybody? I kind of like having these people around.
Well, it's easier for Lucifer to control 500 million than it is for 8 billion.
True. Yeah, I would say that. But, you know, I mean, if these people, they've been doing just fine without these elitists, without G-Lobalists, we don't need them.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why people think that we do. They are not smarter than us. I just showed how smart I was by telling you to put an alternator on your wheels and charge your batteries. Heck, you charge it enough, you could plug your car into your house and run your house.
Yep.
You know, everything around you is energy. You know, those little electrodes that they put on you when they do an EKG? If you put them all over your body and then attach it to a belt with the capacitor, you could charge that belt. You could just have a storage belt. And you could plug that into your house, or you can run your car off that. And just blinking your eyes and talking, moving your fingers, walking across the room, you're giving off energy. Everything is energy. It's all around us. Fossil fuels are great. And we're going to need those for the rest of our lives.
We are.
But the combustible engine is obsolete. Right now we're riding around on computers with wheels. They're not engines.
Hey, Tucker dropped a new interview. He got Devin Archer.
I was talking about that earlier, Joe. Something about that interview unnerved me. He was too calm, cool, and collected. He wasn't, like, trying to tell a story. He was more rehearsed. I don't know about that Archer guy.
I sent him over to my body language expert. She's going to take a read at it.
Good. I want to hear the results of that because he was just too cutesy, too cool, you know?
And the other thing in the news, you guys talked about Trudeau leaving his wife. Well, he's bi.
Mm-hmm.
He's AC/DC.
I mean, he's trans.
Well, I thought he was straight, kinda. But yeah, that makes sense. So that would be a good reason for a wife to leave him. You know. Bi means that you have no fidelity to her. You know, if you're lusting for someone else, it doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl. If you're married to somebody, you're not supposed to be lusting for other people. So he's a louse.
He's always been a louse.
Yeah, she's right to divorce him. But they got three kids together.
And none of them have the Trudeau gene. Think about that.
That's true, because Pierre Trudeau was not his father.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Yeah, they're little baby Castros.
Yeah, just like I'm curious how much Obama DNA is in Sasha Obama.
Oh, God, you know that none of those girls are theirs either. Two men can't have a baby.
I bet there's Vito and Joanne, I think there's more Indian DNA in Elizabeth Warren than there is Obama DNA in Sasha.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think the older one kind of looks like him. But they're very dear friends with another couple who look just like those two girls.
Hello.
Well, but yeah. But Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady, though, so we can't mock him.
You know, we better watch it. You know, if they sink Biden, they might be pulling her out of their hat.
And I still say that Joe Biden is doing absolutely nothing to run this country. It's not his country to run. They basically told him to shut the hell up and let us do what we got to do. And
his usefulness is coming to an end.
Yeah. And I will also say that he's got a body double out there.
Oh, yeah.
I really do think that there are two Joe Bidens out there.
Yeah, well, his brother does look a lot like him, too. But, yeah, there is – I have seen video of him with, like, a latex mask that's curling up at
that
the neck.
That ain't Joe Biden. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
it's
Joe Biden.
At the forehead.
And sometimes
the
teeth are different.
At the forehead is coming apart at. That ain't him.
Just like when Michael Robinson Obama was on the Ellen show and doing that special dance, he was sloshing pretty good there.
Oh, yeah, he was – switching and swatching like an agitated wash machine. Yeah, I think he should have put on tighter undy.
Yeah, he was the Maytag man there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Could have used more duct tape.
Yeah, he should have got one of those bathing suits at Target with the tucky pocket.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm sorry. That was
I'm
going
to have to post something on that. All right, hang on.
Yeah, no, I don't get a visual of that. That was just me being a brat. Yeah, but they're gonna pull her out of their hat and run her. She's gonna be the dark horse. They got 14 months to pull it together, and with all the attention that Joe Biden's getting, and he's less and less involved in the day-to-day goings on. I don't know how much longer they can stuff him and keep the party going. So his usefulness is coming to an end, and he must have done something to really upset them, because they're allowing these stories to come out about him. You couldn't even say that he was cognitively impaired, and now they're openly discussing it. But that could be his out, too. You know,
that's
that could
possible
be his...
because, but they're still running cover, because anytime something drastic comes up about him or the deep state, out comes more indictments.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I want to see more indictments. I want to see Hunter and Joe get in trouble every single day, and then new indictments show up, and they go to new cities. Like, they'll have to go to San Francisco or something. This way Trump can just do a whole tour stop.
Yeah, well, poor Trump, like I said, he's the magic man. He is got to be the strongest man on the planet right now. He's just Superman or Batman or somebody. But what are they going to get him for next, cutting the tags off of the mattresses at the hotel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting indicted. That's it. Another indictment.
Honestly, I'm just waiting for Michael Robinson Obama to be arrested for mail fraud.
That's not going to happen. No, they'll keep that secret just like they kept him. You know, we don't even know if the guy is still breathing. They just stuff him and keep the party going like Weekend at Bernie's. It's literally Weekend at Bernie's, too. Did you see him on the beach all by himself in his chair with his umbrella?
And nobody bothered him at all.
There wasn't another soul around on the
beach.
Yeah. I mean, was he actually on the beach, or was that a green screen?
That's true.
But
it looks like nobody wanted his autograph or take a picture of him or anything like that.
And they cleared the whole beach for him? That's Rehoboth Beach. I mean, that's a busy place usually. And what about that paddle boarder, by the way? And Obama showing up with a shiner and his fingers all busted up. They said he wraps his fingers when he plays golf. That's what the excuse was for the Band-Aid.
Yeah, that's
kind of
weird. Okay.
But that doesn't explain the shiner.
No.
And there was another paddleboarder. They tried to say it was a woman, but they didn't give the woman's name. And then once that chef was dead, those two girls hightailed it off that island. So I don't know if there was a issue with one of the girls in this guy or Obama in this guy. Well, Michelle beat up the guy. I don't know, but something happened.
Yeah.
He wasn't in very deep water. He could swim. And aren't you attached to those paddle boards so you don't lose them? You know, you got a strap
that
around your
ankle. Don't know.
Yeah, well, my granddaughter has one, and it's got a strap on it that you wear around your ankle so that you don't lose the board in the waves. If you fall off the board, you just grab onto the string and pull yourself back up. It's a flotation device, but it also stays attached to you so you don't lose it, because otherwise the ocean will take it out to sea and you'll never catch up with it. So they keep them strapped, tethered to your ankle. So why couldn't he pull himself back up? The water, they said, first they said the water was 6 feet deep, then they said it was 8 feet, then they said it was 4 feet. So somewhere between 4 and 8 feet deep. But the guy was 6'4". So if you're in 8 feet of water and you're 6'4", you go down a little bit, you can push yourself up with your feet to go back up. You have to just shoot yourself upward.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear the signal.
Vito, Joanne, thank you so much. Joanne, I tagged you on my post, so please check that.
All right.
So,
thank you for inviting me. Good night, Freedomizers.
All right. Good night, everybody. Good night. So, everyone, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. Until tomorrow, Proof is out.